about 6 o'clock.
Good job.
Order. Everybody like the riot? Pledge of allegiance. I pledge
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are we on the Zoom there?
Yep.
Okay.
The recording hasn't started yet, has it?
Yes. Okay. Let's see if they can hear us. Okay. Just to make sure.
Everybody hear us?
I can hear you. This is Ryan.
Okay. I'd like to do a roll call. When I say your name, go ahead and say here if you are here. Heidi Worlton?
Here.
Chris Halpin?
Here.
Tony Norton?
Here.
Steve Jones?
Here.
Ryan Porter?
Here.
Ian Farrell?
Here.
Okay. Roll call complete. Okay, do I hear a motion to approve the agenda, the consent agenda, and the approval of the minutes for January 3rd?
I move that.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I forgot, was there any discussion? Okay, we got the approval. Okay. All those opposed? Motion carried. Any communications, Gretchen?
I put out in the paper for the council position that was vacated by Colby Rogers, and we've gotten 4 applicants so far. So if you are still interested for the position or know anybody that is, please have them submit their letter of interest by next, I believe it's the 26th, because we have an extra Monday this month. And we will be having it, the interview session, the first Monday in February, which is the 7th. So prepare for a long meeting if we have 4, we already have 4 candidates. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Items from the public. Is everybody, anybody on? Oh, I see. Is that a hand?
No, it was Eric.
Oh, it must be a fan. It looks like a hand going really fast that way. Okay. No items from the public. Appointment of the Finance Budget Committee. So I went through this, but did I see it in here?
No.
Okay.
Currently it's Heidi, Ryan,
and it was D.
Okay. So we need one. Does Heidi and Ryan want to remain on the budget committee?
I'm good with that.
Ryan?
I have no preference. I'll do it if you need me to.
Okay. And then we need one other person on the budget committee. Anybody want to take my place?
I nominate Chris Halpin.
Okay. Chris, would you like to sit on the committee?
I'll do it.
Okay. And
thanks, Ryan.
And Ian, you had mentioned that at the last meeting about the committees remaining committed for longer than a year, and there isn't any reason that the committees can't remain on those. The members can remain on those committees. As long as they're willing to stay on there, or as long as their council position allows it. That isn't a problem, bottom line.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I don't know if people are interested in that. I just, you know, when you're on the budget committee, sometimes that just means 2 meetings in a year, maybe 3. For some of the committees, it means 0 meetings in a year, and just was wondering if other people wanted to extend it just for sake of continuity. Sometimes we don't have to move as fast as we move. I'm fine whatever we decide.
Yeah, and I promise not to make this something that I bring up all the time, but pretty much they stay consistent in South Bend as long as the council members in that position, they pretty much stay on those committees. And the committees are only as active as the committee members want to be. So sometimes they find themselves more active in certain years than they are in other years, depending on what happens to be going on in the city at the time. But they do stay on those committees while they're in their council positions. And you're right, it does create continuity, and they know what's going on within their committees. And, you know, it does help. So.
Mayor?
Yes.
Are you planning on having any other committees?
Do we only have a finance and a budget committee at this time?
We have a public works committee, but Eric, go ahead if you want to talk about that.
We have a public works committee, and we've never used it. I think I reached out once when we had an issue, and not necessarily an issue, when we wanted to buy a piece of equipment, and I don't know. We haven't had one. I've never had to use it. I don't know if it's really that useful. Usually we just come to city council and ask. I mean, in the future, depending on what it is, it may be helpful. But I've been here for almost 6 years, and we haven't really ever utilized one. So I'm good with whatever the council decides.
Well, we'll talk about it at the next department head meeting and see if we want to activate some of those or whatever. So put that on my list, which,
okay.
Next is, does anybody have any further discussion on the committee's issue?
Your answer to that question would be no.
Yeah. And, I guess the department heads will.
Yeah, we'll talk among ourselves and then bring it back to the council and potentially reactivate some of those. So,
that makes sense.
Or create some of those if they're not been created in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So item number 7, resolution 1274, premium pay for employees under the American Rescue Plan. If I could get a motion in a second, and then we'll have some discussion.
I'll make a motion that we approve 1274.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion? Chris?
I'll just start off this way. Do we have any employees that are not going to be eligible?
No.
Okay. Second question is, has our union reps been notified or talked to about this issue?
No, because it's not really a union. It started as a union with what the fire hall department brought up to us about the wanted one shift free, mm-hmm. and that the other unions have not said anything about it.
Okay. Let me throw this out as a piece of advice. I would advise you to talk to them, because compensation falls within their realm of the world. That's what they do for their people. So I wouldn't go past them on this issue without at least saying, here's the issue, here's what we want to do, do you have any problems? Because that falls under their purview. That's what they do. They do wages and benefits. And this is a compensation issue. So I would at least, if I was a union rep and you went past me with that and I found out about it, I'd go, well, hey, wait a minute. Because the reason is, Gretchen, because you list like three different ladders here, three different.
Those are just scenarios for you guys.
Understand that.
Yeah.
Understand that. But if I was a union rep, I'd pick it up and go, oh, well, we want the top one. See what I mean? It's something I think you better cover the base and just have the discussion and say, here's what we want to do. Do you have any issues with it? And because it is in their purview. It doesn't make any difference if it's special compensation. It doesn't make any difference what it is. If it's compensation, it's in their purview.
And something I'd like to address with that too, because it is something that was brought to my attention. And it is my suggestion that no matter what level you pick, if you pick any of them, I'm going to suggest that there's an MOU from each union. There's more than one, with the understanding that this is a one-time compensation through the, you know, the American Recovery Act as compensation for this COVID issue. And it is just a one-time. and through an MOU understanding.
That, and that will cover the base that I'm talking about.
Well, a non-negotiable.
Right, and with an MOU, that, you know, it's just a one-time, this is what it is, and you can thank us.
Here's the offer.
Right.
Yeah. So, okay. That covers that base then. Okay. That's all the questions I had on that.
But it's up to you guys what level you're going to propose. It's, you know, three out there as a proposal. So.
Well, I.
We're not doing that tonight, though, right? Or are we?
Yeah.
I think we are.
Yes, we are. So, and I'm sure we have other we have others that would like to talk on Zoom. So, anybody else?
Yeah, I have a few things. Can I speak?
Yes.
So the entire thing, I think, is legally dubious the way we have it set up, especially when you read the blog article that Gretchen sent us in that MRSC thing. This, you are not allowed to give back pay. You're not allowed to per state constitution. I get that this is pay that is going to happen in the future, but all of the whereas clauses speak to things that happened in the past. And in that blog article, I'm going to pull it up so I can. So such incentives and awards also should be structured as a component of the compensation in return for which city or county employees provide their services in such a way that the employees have an expectation of earnings or incentives when they are performing their work. It basically is saying you have to define ahead of time what you're doing that earns you extra pay. And I don't think this does that very well. And I think all it does is skirt the law that says you can't provide back pay. And I don't even think it skirts it in a way that would hold up to much scrutiny. The blog article really recommends kind of against doing this type of thing. Only one other city has done it, if I read everything correctly. So that's part of it. And then why is every employee eligible for the same amount? That makes it seem like every employee was impacted in the same way to the same degree. And is that what we're saying? Is that what we believe as a city?
That's how that's how it's written, and that is how it's presented. It's pretty difficult to define each and every look at each and every employee and make a determination of, you know, how each employee was impacted by COVID. Rather, instead, just doing it across the board.
All right. And even there, you said was impacted by COVID. This money has to be about how they are going to be impacted by COVID while doing their job in the future. So how are they going to be impacted in the future? And is it really the same for all of them?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the city's probably more impacted because of COVID right now than they were at the beginning of COVID. We have a water treatment plant or a sewer treatment plant that was almost to the point of being shut down completely because we had no employees who weren't COVID positive to run the plant. We've had City Hall down to one person. Right now is probably the most critical time the city of Raymond has seen with COVID. So it's actually been quite stressful over at the fire hall. They have been working with very limited employees because of COVID issues. The police department's already down a person and they're working with limited staff because of COVID. So quite truthfully, I guess if you wanted to look at how significant the city has been impacted with COVID, right now is probably the most significant impact the city has seen so far.
Okay, thank you. But everybody is getting paid, and people that are eligible for overtime are being paid overtime for the time they're working. Is that right?
So we enacted a policy on January 4th that if, unless you were COVID, if you developed COVID, it was a workplace exposure, the city continued to pay your wages. If you were infected with COVID outside of the workplace, you have to use your sick or your vacation or your personal time. So
sure. Sorry, that's not what I was speaking to.
For the fire hall. Yeah, they're getting overtime. Yes.
Yeah. So, and have we gone outside of any contract language in terms of forcing people to work? You know, is between the overtime or mandatory, is anybody not getting paid their proper wage for the work that they're doing?
I can't say that would be the okay. case. But I think we've had to make some concessions, but no.
Okay. And these, again, the whereas clauses, they talk about, sorry, I'm trying to find the right one now. It talked about like extra training or extra duties that people were performing, extra training people were getting. It talks about all these things we're doing, wearing masks, social distance. But I see our employees not doing those things consistently. And I don't mean consistently not doing them. I don't see it happening all the time. And so we're giving money, even though we're not enforcing these things. I have so many problems on multiple levels. Am I glad people are working? Yes. Am I glad we have been able to continue, even if it's one person in office? Yes. Our unemployment in our county has been very high, but have we had to lay off any city staff because of COVID budget issues? Have we had to prevent raises from going into effect for any COVID budget issues?
No.
But our citizens have endured high unemployment, and this doesn't benefit our citizens at all. This only benefits our employees, and I value our employees. I wouldn't want anyone to think otherwise. But I have to value our employees and our citizens. And I don't think this is a resolution that does that equitably. So I have a problem with the whole thing, as well as its legal dubious standing, as well as, you know, some conflicts in the whereas statements. That's what I have to say about it.
Okay. Anybody else
want to
speak?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the language exactly, all it whereas is, but there's an assumption then that we will still be having COVID till March across the board, right? I mean, was that actually in the resolution?
Yes.
That we were assuming that we were going to have COVID
at for the next 6 weeks.
Okay. Thank you.
You mean COVID restrictions?
No, there would actually be COVID.
Illnesses.
Yeah, that the employees would be exposed potentially.
Yeah.
Exposed to COVID. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else?
Yeah, Ryan, can I speak for a moment?
Yeah.
I think I will just echo everything that Ian said, because I think he did a good job of explaining kind of the same feelings that I have on this situation. And beyond that, I think this is one of those situations, and I don't know how this works necessarily, but this is one of those cases where I think a committee or a temporary committee that's cross-functional includes council members and city employees to address something like this might make a lot of sense so that we could come up with something that makes sense for everybody based on what's actually happening to people or what impact people are seeing. Because I don't think that, although I'm sure there are very good reasons why this is being proposed, I don't think it addresses any actual real life issues. That's just my opinion. But anyway, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to correct one thing or clarify one thing. I said I quoted the wrong part of that blog article, and it was confusing, and it confused me, and I probably confused you, and I'm sorry. It says, to ensure employee incentive programs are consistent with constitutional restrictions, incentives and awards should be provided only for meeting established performance standards or goals that exceed normal employment requirements. And there's nothing outside of the whereas clauses, which those are not enforceable. There's nothing outside of there that talks at all about performance standards or goals exceeding normal employment. So again, I think this really lacks a lot of standing in its current form. So that I wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Well, I guess in a bigger picture for me on this, it's everybody has had to adjust some part of their work to accommodate the rules and the restrictions of COVID. And every employee, it's a little differential. It maybe isn't definable exactly, but I think that, especially in the paramedic area, the fireman area, the policeman area, definitely have had to change procedures, have to change what they do, how they approach, et cetera, based on the COVID restrictions. So I get where you're coming from, Ian. I just think you're going down a rabbit hole that's just way too tough to define. And I don't think you'll ever get there.
Yeah, I don't know that we will either. And to me, that is a reason to not do it, not a reason to do it. And then to just pile on to this, it can't be retroactive. Again, you are speaking of, it has been hard. It has been hard. They have changed. They have been impacted. The more we say that during a meeting that is public and recorded, the more it is obvious that this pay, while it is on paper proactive, its intent is retroactive, and that is illegal.
Well, I think we tried to avoid that by going forward with it. And I think Dee made a pretty good case that we're gonna have a lot more of this rather than less. So I don't know. I am of the mind that I think some of these I guess the majority of our employees that deal and have to deal with the public and have to deal with these restrictions, have to deal with all these things. I think it's above and beyond. And I think when you talk about compensation, that's what you talk about. If you're doing things above and beyond what you normally would have had to do, then compensation is due. How much? That's another question, but I think that these things have affected their job to make them have to go beyond what they were doing.
Continually go beyond what they are doing.
Right. And also, yeah. I would have never reached out and done something like this had I not had counsel giving me the, you know, you guys are the ones that kind of wanted me to do this. So that's what I did. When the union came in here for the fire hall and they wanted the extra 24-hour shift, remember that in the MOU? And you guys all said, well, there's some way we want to give back and we want to do this for our employees. That's why I went out and did this, because I got the feedback from you that I wanted to. So I'm just saying I did what I could, and that's how it came to this.
Okay, any additional discussion?
If the question about whether or not what we're doing is legal or not, that does have some merit. So Do we need to have our attorney take a look at it? He's already looked at it?
Yes. Okay. Joel has already, our city attorney has already reviewed the resolution and he's signed off on it.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else on Zoom have a question? Any additional questions? Any additional comments? I'm not hearing any additional comments from Zoom. Any additional comments here in the council chambers?
Just a quick question.
Yes.
Do we have to choose which one we're doing first?
Yeah.
So
when somebody decided we need to, before we vote, we didn't choose an option. So yeah, whoever made the motion, if you could amend your motion with the level.
I'll amend my motion to include the lowest level.
$6.
$6.
Which is, I believe, how it was written was with six, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, and then whoever you want to second that amended motion.
Second.
Okay. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All those opposed?
No.
Nay. No.
Four yes, two nay. Motion carries. Okay. Thanks for the good discussion. I appreciate it. And I will reach out to the union tomorrow. Okay, we have MPEMS District Number 1 contract amendment. Do I hear a motion in a second?
I'll move to accept it.
Okay, a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion?
Why are we doing this?
The contract.
Bill?
Yeah, so this just clears up some loose ends with Lawrence District as far as if we were to need any additional equipment, you know, something new comes out, it gives us the ability, you know, in a formal procedure to go to them and request assistance in purchasing that. And it helps with auditing on their half as far as, you know, official process for getting that done.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Any further comments? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. So next one is the comp plan update consultant agreement. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Move that we approve the comp plan update consultant agreement.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion? Okay, I hear no discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. I was waiting for something. Okay, 3rd Street Bakery and Bistro Business Plan. I asked Gretchen to just put this on the agenda for discussion only and not a vote tonight because I wanted a time for everybody to read the plan and for us to have a discussion about it tonight a little bit. And most importantly, because I emailed you guys and let you know we're working on a new commercial lease agreement for the restaurant, which I want to have done and in place before we offer, if we offer this the restaurant to somebody new, we want to have a lease agreement ready and in place. So they are on a month-to-month agreement through March, I believe. Isn't that correct? Does somebody correct me if I'm wrong? Okay. So we do have a little bit of time and he is working on that. So we have had some issues, some personal issues, but they're going to open up fully on the 22nd of January. Kind of to tie that in a little bit, this could have went under my department head report, but it really ties in with the bistro. So I talked to Jeff about the theater and asked him to start moving forward with getting the theater more active. we all know that we have an MOU with the port, but we don't know what the port's going to do. We can't sit and wait for the port to for something to happen with the port. We need the theater active and doing something. And so he has a lot of great ideas. Connie has some really good ideas. They want to offer some movie, dinner movie nights, some things that would include Connie's, the Third Street Bistro and the theater. And those things can't move forward if we just sit and wait. So I asked them to start moving forward. If and when the port comes through, then the port comes through, and then we'll figure it out then. But until that time, I gave Jeff the green light to move forward. So, and that's also why I wanted to just kind of look at this, their business plan, and we can talk about it tonight. So does anybody have any comments about the business plan or...
They're mostly steeped in fiction anyway. So, you know, business plans, I wish them well, but I read through the business plan and, you know, what can you say? It's okay, but, you know, it actually achieving what's in there is usually pretty dubious. I would suggest, and anybody that's been in that business, Marianne's been in that business, some other people have been in that business, if you don't have enough cash to carry you through the first year, you shouldn't start.
That's right.
That's kind of a rule of thumb, because if you think you're going to start making profit from day one, or you're even going to cover your expenses from day one, you're usually a little over aggressive. That's my only comment.
Anybody else have any comments about the Third Street Bistro?
Just a couple really quick. I think our focus at this point should be more on making sure we have a lease that is fair to both the city and whoever ends up leasing that space. And I think in hindsight, getting somebody's business plan isn't quite the right document for us. And it doesn't matter because we only ended up getting one. But if we do this kind of thing again, I think what we want is an RFP, a request for a proposal, more of a, not what your business going to do, but why is your business the right one for this space or for the city or something like that. It may be a small detail, and like I said, it doesn't really matter in this situation, but just as a learning thing for the next time we do this, because hopefully we do this with one of our buildings sometime again in the future. So that's it.
And that's why I didn't want to move forward on this tonight, because I don't want to until we have a solid lease agreement in hand. So
MOU up. Excuse me, Ron.
Into March.
Into March.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, I just want to say I really want this business to be successful for them. And I want the theater to come back and be successful. And I'm concerned that the waters are muddied between the port. You know, what we've agreed with the port so far and who we hired as the theater manager and this business that's trying to start up there. I think it's been a difficult ride, but I mean, I think I want to support them and I want them to be successful. At the same time, I want to actually see the city, you know, at least break even on that property and help support the entirety of the property. So the taxpayers don't have to continue supporting that each year by us losing money there. So I think we can't lose sight of that. We need to make sure that, and it sounds like you guys are doing that with the lease agreement, make sure that that's the right lease agreement for that property and make sure it doesn't undercut any of our other property owners in the city and, you know, move forward from there.
And Ryan, I can address that a little bit, and that's been my concern with it just sitting there. And I think that the muddy water is starting to clear a little bit. I had a long meeting today with Jeff and I think that we're slowly getting on the right page, and I think that we understand each other, and he understands what I want, and I understand where he's coming from, and I think that we can maybe clear up some misunderstandings and get this headed in the right direction. So.
Thank you.
Okay. Any additional comments on the Third Street Bakery and Bistro? Okay, hopefully I'll have a new lease agreement in hand by the next council meeting. So, okay. Department head reports. Chief Bill Didion, Fire Chief Didion.
Oh, thank you, Mayor. First of all, I just want to say thank you to the council for your support for our employees. And last few weeks have been pretty tough. We've been pretty shorthanded and pretty busy, but the crews are working hard and, you know, we're moving forward. So thank you very much. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Police Chief Chuck Spohr.
Hi, everybody. Just one little note. We've got all of our options, finally, all the bugs and kinks worked out of our body camera system. It's been working out great. I think it's going to be great for accountability. It's also going to be great evidence in cases when it's needed. And I appreciate your guys' support in making that happen. I think it's a great program.
Thank you. Public Works Director Eric Weiberg.
I don't have much tonight, but I know there's been some people wondering about the Willapa Center. So it is now back moving. Just started this week. So it should be back on track. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them or try.
I have a couple of things I'd like to ask you about.
Okay.
Over in Riverdale, on Water Street, where that house burnt, and there's a pile of stuff that's still there where that house was. And if you look down over the bank, going towards Larch Street, if you drive up Larch Street, you can see this ginormous garbage pile there. Is anything being done about that?
I don't know. I'd have to check with Tia. She's been doing the code enforcement. Generally, that wouldn't come to us unless we deemed it where we needed to remove it after it went through the legal process. But I could follow up and see where we're at with that.
Okay, it's horrific. And the second one is on Highway 6 before Cherry Street. There's like 6 containers along the highway there. Are containers allowed in the city? And is that controlled by the city because it's on Highway 6? Or is that classified as Hinkle Street and in the city?
It is controlled by the city. It is in city limits. That property, I believe, is considered industrial. I believe. I'd have to check. And containers are allowed in industrial. They are not allowed in residential.
Would you please check on that? Because it's nasty.
I will.
Thank you. That's it for me.
I had one thing for Eric really quick, and it's I appreciate the staff report that was included in the meeting agenda prep materials in terms of the comp plan contract. So I would love to see more of those. I've been wanting to see those for a long time. That's exactly the type of thing I was looking for. It made preparing for the meeting a lot easier. It made the vote easier and quicker. So thank you.
And I've been trying and I'm happy to do it. All the things that we bring to council. So thank you.
Okay, is that it, Eric?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Clerk, treasurer, Christian, I didn't forget you this time.
No, you forgot Eric last time.
Oh, well, I didn't forget either one of you this time then.
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Is your audit still going on?
Yes, it is. They said they'd probably spend $32,000 on our audit.
Yeah, that's what I love. You get audited and you have to pay.
Wow. All right.
That's
me. And the real, like what really drives me is that they don't even come here. You do all the work.
Yeah,
you right. have to fax out
yeah.
everything.
Right.
You have to scan
checking boxes
and email
stuff.
Everything.
You so, yeah, when I said that I was starting it at the end of November, I was just scanning in documents to upload to them. It didn't officially start until the first week of December.
It's like adding salt to the wound.
But it's going great. We had our entrance conference last week. Heidi was online, Tony was online, and Ian was online, along with Dee. And it was fine. Everything's going great.
Good.
We have, you know, we're working. I'm just trying to get them all their stuff, what they need, so we can just move forward.
Thanks.
She's doing a great job.
So far, so good.
Okay, Mayor's comments. I don't really have any. I already talked about them with Bistro. Everything seems to be going okay. We survived floods. The tsunami, the snow, the ice, the wind, the rain. Nobody told me that that's what it was going to be like to be mayor. I would have really appreciated a heads up. Somebody said, now all we need is an earthquake. I said,
oh.
I was like, slapped them hard. So it was like, yeah, we're done with all the natural disasters we can have here. So any council comments?
I've got one back to a comment that Brian made that I thought was pretty appropriate. The premium pay for employees, just talk about the process for doing that. And I don't know what the answer to this is, but I think there's a better way to do it than the way we did it. All right, because it's a fairly complex subject. So it's hard to have the whole full range of discussion in a meeting, you know, like this, where I don't know, maybe a subcommittee might have been the best option for that particular subject. And then the subcommittee come to the meeting and say, here's our findings and here's where we're at. Maybe that's better. And I wouldn't do it for anything deep, Mayor, but I'm just thinking that something as complex as that, that's got as many tentacles as it does, that maybe there's a better way than, so just food for thought.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Point taken. So any additional council comments?
Yeah, one just really quick for you, Madam Mayor. I appreciate the emails that you've been sending out. You know, I know you're trying to dial in where is the right level of communication. And I don't know what the right level is, but you're certainly getting very close. So appreciate that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say enough is enough. Thank you. You're blowing up my email. But okay, good.
No, not at all.
Is this where I make a motion to adjourn?
Oh.
Or are we?
I guess we're done with council comments. We have a motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second, Brian.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? I'm sure
thank you.
Done. So, all right. See you in turn. Thank you, everybody.